Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so this video reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Gen Z ditches condoms. There's an alarming decline in contraceptive use according to the World Health Organization. And yet fertility rates keep on crashing. I don't think you need condoms if you're no longer having sex thanks to women's high standards. I think I nailed it with my explanation. No pun intended. Maybe wrapping your junk in these bad boys is how the microplastics get in your balls. Up next, Brazil's Supreme Court says that anyone using a VPN to access Twitter X is subject to an $8,800 fine per day. Mele rats out a user saying that he's still posting on X. Someone says, think about what you're doing, basically ratting him out. She says he should have followed the laws in his own country. Remember guys, women are the agents of the state and can't keep a secret. They will rat you out to your government. Number 3, meet Kevin. He received a false rape allegation and was jailed for 19 months. He let a homeless drug addict and working girl stay in his house as a favor. And this is how she repays him. His mother even ended herself because of this. He was facing 35 years in prison before he was exonerated. Moral of the story is don't be a nice guy, and the courts will believe a drugged up prostitute instead of the common man. He literally did what Jesus would do and look what happened to him. Moving on is the difference between women with cameras in the 1800s versus women with cameras today. This is so unrealistic because that baby is white. But at least she kept the baby. At least that's respectable. The woman in the past would have done the same if they had their own cameras and didn't have to wait 30 seconds for the exposure of the picture to be taken. Remember, it was usually beta male photographers that took those pictures, so that's why they look so grumpy. Number 5, Kiana is upset because she's seeing cis women shoving fake schwing-schwangs down their pantaloons and pretending to be trans for money. Kiana says, my gender isn't a costume. Her lack of self-awareness is truly amazing. We need more of this because it'll make them go crazy. Imagine the backlash if dudes started pretending to be women and invading their sports and dominated it. Oh, wait. Up next, this woman says that her vag has a hungry appetite and it's not her fault that it's choosing awful men. But it looks like her vag isn't the only thing about her that has a hungry appetite. And it's not her fault that her stomach chooses to eat so much food either. I don't think any of us need to worry too much because with age, those men will suddenly all disappear if they haven't already. Maybe she should learn some self-control in both departments. Number 7, this old woman tells her granddaughter that young men today aren't as polite and charming as when she was young. Little Benny there says that's because they're not trying to bang you anymore. Not to mention the fact that many of the young guys these days are raised by rude and entitled single mothers, instead of fathers who would have taught them some manners. Moving on, any time that there's a serious discussion about female abusers and toxic female behavior, women always pull out the nuclear option about how men rape ladies. And if they didn't get raped, then they tend to lie about it. The first line of defense against female accountability is accusing men of wrongdoing when men accuse them. They are so predictable and petty. The only defense from their games is to simply ignore them. Number 9, a Canadian company's diversity means that everyone in your company is a brown Indian. Once an Indian becomes a manager, the entire team somehow becomes Indian. I saw this back in the day at Future Shop, the Canadian version of Best Buy. And today I see it in my local Tim Hortons and Walmarts. What's the fastest way to make an Indian company? Hire an Indian hiring manager and wait 3 months. If they can have group preference, why isn't it all right for us crackers to do the same? Up next, it's easier to build strong children than it is to repair broken men. From my experience, you also can't fix broken adult women. If you want to build strong kids these days, you need to homeschool them and keep them away from the gynocentric education system, where almost every teacher is female. Single mothers are responsible for the greatest number of broken adults in our society. Number 11, Esther Vilar, the author of the book The Manipulated Man, says that men have been trained and conditioned by women, not unlike the way Pavlov conditioned dogs, into becoming their slaves. Will Simp has definitely been conditioned by Jada. Esther Vilar is a woman and she shared women's true nature so that we men have a fighting chance to break free of it. When a woman sees a man, this is what she normally sees. Moving on, what happened to Star Wars? They led Harvey Weinstein's assistant and her lesbian partner wreck it even further with The Acolyte. Women are trying to destroy it even further to get men's attention. Star Wars is dead and yet they keep shooting it over and over again to make sure it doesn't get up so an entire generation of men thinks it's awful and they'll never watch it again. Meanwhile, no matter what they do, Star Wars Lego sales keep staying strong. They'll destroy Disney before they destroy the memory of Star Wars and alienate the true fan base. The original fans like myself faced ridicule being called nerds back in the 80s, and we won't give up the fandom of the original trilogy, no matter what. Number 13, we have another example of diversity. Better.com CEO Vishal Garg fired 900 staffers in the West, and then hired 1,000 in India. Indians like this one protect and promote their own, but that's not racism. It's diversity. He's the CEO and founder, so he wasn't fired. He just apologized and took a short period of time off. Imagine if a white CEO had done this, firing 1,000 Indians and giving their job to white folks. Seems like nepotism has higher rates in cultures that have more cousin marriage for some reason. Up next in Canada's next election, it looks like polls are showing that the Conservative government is going to get every single seat in the Atlantic provinces of Canada. I'm not really sure if this is real, but I hope it is, and we see it happen. Even if the Conservatives win, there's no way to stop the growing wealth inequality, but it does buy me another 4 or maybe 8 years to get the hell out of here. Number 15, Hank Hill here says he doesn't want to save his data into the cloud. He wants to save it on his own computer in the documents folder that he owns in his own house. Looks like the boomers are having a really hard time mastering technology. Just save your files on your own hard drive or portable ones. I store everything on my own disk drives, and I pay for it, and they can't spy on me once it's in a disconnected hard drive. Moving on, Disney's So White trailer hits 1 million dislikes. It must be those alt-right toxic Russian Star Wars fanbots again. It couldn't be that the dwarves look rather ugly, and so does the lead actress telling them to clean the house instead of her helping out. How can anyone like it when the lead actress is ugly and weird-looking? I think that Gal Gadot should have been Snow White and this sorry face should have been the evil queen and ugly old lady. Number 17, 30 years ago, Jim Carrey was the first actor to have 3 films be number 1 in the same year. I went and saw 3 of these in the theaters that year, and he's Canadian from just outside Toronto. Back when Canada exported some of the best comedians to America. My 2 favorite films of his are still The Truman Show and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Watch them instead of today's woke-tard contents. Up next, speaking of Canada, here's more craziness there. Last year, 1.27 million new people came to Canada, and only 188,000 homes were completed. This is great news for Trudeau and his ministers because 40% of them are real estate investors and landlords. That's 7 people per house. But not to worry, considering that many newcomers live 11 to a house. So there's plenty of room to house their young, soon-to-be-delivered ones. Number 19 is Ellen Pao, and she tells CEOs of big tech companies that they have incels working for them, and ask them what they're going to do about it. Imagine what would happen if a man suggested female employees be dealt with because they weren't putting out. This was back in 2018, and since then, tech CEOs hired tons of women and have now fired most of them because they aren't being productive. The autistic incels design and invent everything. Companies should be bending over backwards getting them girlfriends as part of their healthcare benefits. Moving on, Vanessa asks, why are there so many men against dating women that do lonely fools? Kid Hunt says, because their occupation is to fake love and companionship towards emotionally vulnerable men and exploit them. But how is that really different than any woman getting only one man to fall in love with her and marrying him for all his money? They fake their love and affection, especially if they have a high body count, and most guys are simps that fall for it. Number 21, this woman says that marriage promotes white supremacy. Looks like they don't want women marrying, because if they do, then they're far more likely to vote for the right. She calls it a heteropatriarchal supremacy system. So being straight and getting married makes you a monster. The only part I agree with her on is don't get married. Funny enough, she's not even white, and she's married. In case you're wondering, yes, she is. Up next, a woman that ended her husband with a stick has had her sense reduced in India because the weapon was not deadly. The gynocentric court changed the conviction to non-intentional homicide. But I'm sure that if a man used something as harmless as a spoon to end a woman, he wouldn't get off the way that she did. I'm surprised the courts didn't say that she wasn't responsible for ending her husband and that it was all the stick's fault. Number 23, former Bachelorette star Josh here says that he fears for his safety since coming out. I think we all know that he's trolling. More men need to do this for Halloween and post their pictures saying that they fear for their safety. If enough of us do it, then no one will pay attention to real trans women anymore, especially the ones that can't pass. And considering that many people transition for the attention, it might actually reduce the number of people that do it. Moving on, Jennifer Lopez posts a risque swimsuit selfie after filing for divorce from Ben Affleck. Supposedly she's showing him what he's missing. She's not doing it for him though. She's doing this because she's on the market and wants people to know about it. I don't believe she left him. I think it was the other way around, and I think it's true because she looks pissed. Yeah, he really looks upset after their breakup. Dude looks about as happy as a pig in shit. Number 25 and the last one, what is happening with women in video games? They look like dudes in drag. The left doesn't want men looking at beautiful virtual women anymore. And the best way to get us away from women in video games is to make the women in them uglier than real women. Their strategy will fail and all they'll do is bankrupt the game studios. It's also becoming more and more apparent that AI should replace certain people's jobs and no one would miss them. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.